the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I just felt like doing something this morning. Would you please be seated before we get started? I'd like for all my children here to stand. All my children out of my bowels to stand up. My birth children. All my birth children, the one I birthed with pain. I'd like for my grandchildren to stand up. All of my grandchildren. I want my great-grandchildren to stand up. I'd like to give God a praise. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Woo! Thank you, Lord. Thank you! Thank you! I want to give him a praise. You may be seated. Thank you, Jesus. That's what he'll do for you if you live for him. That's what he would do for you if you live for him. He'll bring your kids in, your great-grandkids in, your uncles in, your aunties in. He'll bring them in if you live right. I think, and I'm not bragging, but I thought to do this. Now, but I say, Lord, I'm bragging on you. I'm bragging on your power. I'm bragging on your mercy. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. One more time you stand, we're going to pray. Father, in Jesus' name, I've got to admit to the saints and to admit to you, I've been all this week walking around. What do I preach? What do they need? Praise the Lord. So I'm asking you, precious Holy Spirit, for your mighty power to preach this message to help your people. For that's what it's all about. I found it out. I found it out, Lord. Hallelujah. I give you praise and glory for what you have done today. Praise the Lord. I love you for it, Lord. I do. And I thank you, Lord. So help us today. We reach out. Hallelujah. And I'm reaching out too, Lord, because I need you. In Jesus' name, you may be seated. I'm so excited about this. I walked around, and I don't do this often, but I preach. I kind of preached everything. So I went back into my archives, and I started, you know how you, anybody that ministers, you know, you got notes and notes and notes that you done preached. Praise the Lord. But I came today being confident that he that done a good and started a good work in me and in you, he's going to complete. I say, if he started something in you, he's not going to stop. He's going to finish what he's master builder. You just can't say enough good about him. Hallelujah. Eric, you out and struggling. I'm going to tell you, up here we see a lot. You can't hide. We minister, but anybody that stands in the pulpit or got any kind of, you see a lot. You see, you know, this whatever the Holy Spirit shows you, you see a lot. But I want to go to Mark 4 first. 35. And you're going to pray for me because you love, but you think I'm old because I ain't that old. You ain't going to make me old. I'm very confident in God. And I thank God for what he done this morning. Just bless my sister in the preaching when I knew him when he was, you know. God is a good God. I thank you that we get up in time to go to come to Sunday school. Come to hear the lesson. Start you off. Me and Al don't talk about what he ministers. He'll tie it in. You go right off of that and go into something that's similar. You ain't going to be Al but get the minister. I thought, that's so wonderful. That's so wonderful. Some scripture to me. He said, let's go on the other side. And I kept it. I said, then what I do with that, Lord, when I get on the other side, I found this dude over here with this gathering. And so I read it and I read it. And every time I want to say, no, let's go on the other side. The side. Because here we are. We've been taught. We've been here. We've been eating. Good stuff. Great things on the other side. We're going to make sure that we don't go outside. Praise the Lord. But you know, one of the writers, I'm going to read it to you. I'm just happy. But I want to read this to you. Praise the Lord. I'm going to tell you, if you come, I go, then she'll say, Praise the Lord. You're doing good. Now, Tiffany, just stand and be your pretty little Tiffany self. And you'll bless God's people, won't you? You know, just that, hallelujah, you're going to need some patience. You. Okay? He loves you. I ain't going to tell your business out, okay? But I bless God like he always does. You know, he loves us so much, don't he? And we would just follow him a little. Praise the Lord. He said, and the same day when the evening was come, after he had ministered, and you could go back and read some, hallelujah, when they were sent away for the crowd, one of my ministers preached and said he was tired. He could have been. And now in Luke gives a little more. I want Luke 8:22. Came to pass on a certain day, because you know both when you went into a ship with the disciples and said unto them, let us go over. I like that. Now we know now when he's telling you to go forward in your walk, forward in leaving there, and many times I had to say, where are you? Have you ever said that? Where are you? Or where am I? But I found he was in the boat. He's always in the boat. And then I get shame. Shame forever thought he ever left. Do you ever be where you don't just, and then when he come, you feel shame, and then you say, oh, I feel, you know, I'm feeling, and you feel it pretty good, and you go, oh, Lord, I shouldn't have. I don't be talking to people, they never been there with you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We need to go nuts. So, he said, when they were sent away, I'd read that. That was Luke 4, right? That was Mark 4. Be okay. And there rose a great storm of wind. And he ain't worried about nothing. He's still asleep. Because he know who rules the sea. You up there, oh, where's he got? You up, oh, God. But he knows where you are. He knows what you can take. He knows how much you can take. He knows where you're going to be. I'm trying to do this now. I'm trying. He said he was in the hand of part of the ship, sleep on a pillow. He really sleep. I mean, he resting good. He on a pillow. He back there on nothing, no stuff they're tackling in the ship. You know, the tackle they have. I don't know nobody. He resting on a pillow. He intend to get some rest. So he's asleep. There arose a great storm of wind. That's so strange. Because another wind came in and we was glad. Up on the day of Pentecost, there came a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled all the house. I thought, I said, now ain't that something? They didn't say, then Jesus, where you are. They didn't say, did it, brother? Because they were waiting on something, see? All right, I'm going to get there. And so he arose. And they said, wait a minute, I'm skipping stuff. He was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillar, and they awake Jesus. And they say unto him, Master, careth thou not that we perish? Well, he going to come on now. He didn't hear the death. Like I tell my husband, I'll be driving. He said, honey, I said, look, I ain't trying to kill myself. I'm driving this car. I'm going to drive this car right, because I'll be dead too. If I go into something, we both going to die. And look, when I'm out because I believe I got the gumption to do something. Oh, I'm gonna skip here. I went to go to see this movie, Breakthrough. They invited me out. Well, everybody know that I don't drive at night. You know, I just don't. You know, all the glare and stuff and everything. Okay, so the movie got so good, it started at 6:30, and it went over to 8:30. Now it's dark. It's dark. And the devil said, oh, I said, oh, shut up. I got eyes and I can see. And I'm going home with Jesus tonight. So it was a lady that come to our Keisha. You know, she wasn't there last night, Sister Hill. And they said that she just got her knee done. I said, I got to go see Sister Hill before I go. The enemy say, you, I said, will you hush? This ain't got nothing to do with you. This is me and Jesus. So I went to see Sister Hill. I prayed for her. There was another lady there. I don't know her name. I laid hands on her and prayed for her. Some girl, she said, oh, I'm going through something. Oh, just left her in tears. Hallelujah, Jesus. So I got in the car, and, you know, really, I can't hardly see at night. I can't. And so I'm driving, you know, going down the highway. And I say, "Ooh, this highway looking good, Lord." He says, "Just keep your eyes on me. And see that yellow line going there? Just relax. Listen, relax. You going through a trial? Just relax. Relax in Jesus. Just relax. You got to relax in him. That means you trust him."
Amen.
I said, "That means you trust him." And so Sister Angie say, "Now, Sister Dave, when you get home, you make sure you call me here." I said, "Yeah," but she didn't say it like she was looking up. She said, "Pastor, you be sure you call me here." And then when I went over to Sister's house, she said, "Now, Sister Dave, make sure you call when you get home." And everybody, I said, "Hey, I'm going with Jesus. I tell people I'm never alone. Are you alone? You need to know there's somebody with you in your trials and in your tests. But when he tell you to go to the other side, the wind's going to come. He tell you come out your sin. Don't you think the wind ain't going to come? And all these things going to come against you. All your trials. And you, do you believe God?" Hallelujah. You got to leave all that junk on the other side. You got to leave it. We getting ready to go. The church is going to grow. I take that. It's going to pile up. What you going to do? You stay there. How are we going to help these people that's coming in?
Come on. Come on.
We got to be where we can help somebody. So you got to leave all that stuff on the other side, because there's something greater on the other side of the lake. And I thought, I said, "Well, there's something you say lake in here, because you sure can't get out and walk on the other side. You got to stay in the boat or you're going to drown. You get out. You ain't none of Peter. You ain't walking on no sea yet." And so you get out without him saying, "Come," because he in the back of the boat.
Yeah.
Keeping you sane. Keeping you up. Keeping you. Praise the Lord. And so he said, I'm going to read what he said. I'm going to read first what Mark said. Mark said, "And he arose and rebuked the beast. And said to the sea, peace, be still." That's all he got to say. He arise in your life and say, "Peace, peace, be still." It's God. Say God. He wants to help us. I know it's winds in everybody's life. We can stand here all day and talk about what anybody going through. Come on, you ain't the only one going through. And you'd be surprised what people go through. I was talking to somebody, and they looked like they never went through nothing. And, you know, they were smiling, you know. It's like, you know, people can get a smile, you know, when they practice.
In the mirror. I don't want nobody to notice.
And then they put on a face when they get out. And you thinking they doing good. Girl, you get to talking to them, all of a sudden, the face falls. Now they in trouble, the kids running wild, and the husband is gone. They this, that, and that, and name it. They go this right on down. You say, "Good Lord, I didn't know that." You can't judge a book by its cover. You just can't. But I want to tell you now, the Lord telling this church, I'm sorry you can't. You say you glad you can't. You better be careful what you say. Are you glad you came? Uh-oh. Y'all don't know me very well. I believe in prayer. I believe in fasting. I believe in trusting and seeking God. Call a prayer meeting, a fast for a week. You better be there. If we want to see souls won, you just got to read it this morning. He said in fastings and you know, you got to pray. You got to seek the Lord. You know why they were so successful. Because the Bible say, Paul say, "I was in fastings often. I was always praying." No, I ain't Mr. Finney, but I'm telling you, every day you got 24 hours in the day. Praise the Lord. And you better stay with God during that day. I'm telling you. Because if you know that you step out a little bit, the devil got you. We're talking about people that want to go on with the Lord. You know, if you want to go on with the Lord, then you got to go on with the Lord.
Yeah.
Tell you to do something that you can't do. Hallelujah. You say, well, I can't get, yeah, but while you doing the floor, you can be praising God. While you washing dishes, you can be praising God. Hallelujah. And get off the telephone and take that time and praise God. Stop talking about your neighbor and take that time and praise the Lord. Stop talking about what Sister Sunna doing. Did you see what she was, she didn't testify right. You know, she got up, but she didn't do something right. To take that off and do that praising God. We can praise the Lord. And we got to praise the Lord. That's what comes our strength. I'm going to tell you, young people, it's time for y'all to start praising the Lord. It's time for y'all to stand up and put your hands up just like the grown folks do. I'm telling you, and I'm gonna tell you something. You're going to be asked to do that. Because you have a right to praise God just like everybody else. God called Samuel when he was 7 years old. He was 7 years old. You have a right. I'm just so proud of that's my grandbaby, yeah. Now that's a late one. That's a late bloomer back there. He planned. Let's get up and go on the other side. Let's go. And they listened to this. He said, this one really said. He said to them, why are you so fearful? And I said, Lord. He don't mean for us to fear, even when we in the worst troubles. We look like nothing is going to work. When it look like everything has come apart. He don't want us to fear because he said that's little faith. He said that was no faith. No faith. He said, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have not? Now, that's pretty bad. It's pretty bad. These men walked with God. And they went out with him and healed the sick. Did y'all read it? He blew on them. They received the Holy Ghost. Not what we got, but I'm saying they received something from God. They went out and saw God move. And yet when the trials came, they act just like they don't know God. Uh-oh. Don't you act like you don't know God. If you say you know God, then trust him. How great is he? You just got through singing. We said, how great is our God? Really? Yeah, but when that came, I couldn't help it. Come on here. Get out of your can't help it. Put your can't help it back on that other side. We can do all things through that what? Hallelujah. We can do all things. I don't live that far from Hidden Valley. But you know, if they got them what she say, roundabouts. So it's dark. And I'm getting after the Lord. So now you know you turn, he stay on to that side now. Okay, so I say, I'm humming. He said, now when you get to this roundabout, get on the other, and remember that street back. Remember that, just listen to me. We had a good time. So I goes around the roundabout, I said, look at me, hot dog. Look at Jesus, oh, look at you. Oh, wee. So I'm driving, you know, driving. I said, well, this is wonderful. I think I'm going to tell, I go where I want to go. Looking, they don't let me stay home. I'm going where I want to go. Praise the Lord. So I'm coming on down. Going. He said, go through town. Don't try to get on the highway. Go through town. And I went through town. I went over the railroad track. Turn around. Turn over. Oh, look at me. So I'm going down Z. Praise God. You know, Z go. And I just went, red with Z. With Jesus. I said, I went with Jesus. Now, that may not mean a lot to you because y'all got these young eyes where you can see. But I'm telling you, I went with Jesus last night. And when I got home, Tawana, I got my key because I try to keep my key where I can find it. I said, look at you, girl. You know you something. Lord, you just so good to me, Lord. I tell you, praise the Lord. Open the door. Come on. Oh, Jesus, come on here. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, I got to go to sleep. I'm tired. But I'm so excited. I didn't get home to 10:30. 10:30. So I ain't gonna tell LB, Pastor, what you, because you know, he think I'm his mama, you know. I think I am his mama. Praise the Lord. And they treat me like their mother. Praise the Lord. But I'm gonna tell y'all got mama, but mama ain't, hey. Mama love Jesus. Mama trust Jesus. Mama know Jesus is who Jesus say he is. God has proven to me who he is. I say, God has proven to me. Who he is. He's proven to me, brother, who he is. I've taught since I was 14. I used to teach classes, and I'd listen to him telling about these preachers. I said, Lord, you've done so much for me, so many marvelous, wonderful things. I never did. Do I supposed to tell it? Do I supposed to tell? I don't know if I said, do I supposed to tell it? Hallelujah. I'm going to tell this one. I'm going to tell this for the glory of God. We was in Chicago, me and Dad, and we was getting, and this lady kept looking at me. She was standing across the street on this great big wide street, and she kept looking over at me. Look at her. So she come across the street. She said, ma'am, I know that you love Jesus. Just like the clip was there. She said, I need help. Want no money. Could you pray for me? I'm sitting up there like a nut. You carry an aura with you. You carry something with you. I can't explain it because I don't think,
And other things I wanted to mention. I'll tell you one thing, though. One time I was driving right down the street here, and I had just sought the Lord through days, and the Lord said, pick that young man up. I said, what? I look at my purse. I said, he'll steal my purse. I'm hiding the purse, you know.
Pick him up. Are you sure? He said, no. He said, he won't hurt you. Pick him up. And so he was hitchhiking. I just walking. I said, son, do you need a ride? Right up here on Dweller. You need a ride? I said, he said, yes, ma'am. I don't know what to say to this boy. I said, when I was talking to him, he said, I left home. And I'm going home to my mama. And I've been gone for weeks. I was drugging up or something. I said, the Holy Spirit said, when you get to your house, your mother going to receive you with open arms. I drove up to, what is this place up there? Westfield Parkway, up, you know, where they got them houses up there. I drove up there. He lived up in there. He said, I live right there. So I parked on the side, and I stood and waited. And when he rung that doorbell, his mom, she said, follow him. I may not do what you do or you do, but God gonna help me do what I do. I say what I do. What I do. I love what I do. I love what I do. I do. Praise the Lord. I've had many, I could tell you, you know, but I just love what the Lord do with me. I do. I told Elle, I say, I'm getting where he likes me. You know, quit trying to be her. Quit trying to be her. You. Well, I don't care if you lips and you say, do what you do. Just you do what you do. Because I may can't reach you, but he can. I may can't reach her, but she can. Don't you understand? We're not all hands. We're not all ass. We're not all feet. We ain't knees. We are a body of Christ that in members in particular, we need to learn, hallelujah, that we can do something for Jesus. Everybody. You may not do it like she's very quiet. And Joe quiet. But you got somebody you can reach. Well, I couldn't say, they, you know, they, okay. And you talk to them and they say, you know, Rod talked to me and I just really, because what you're going through is for a purpose. What you all are going through is for a purpose. God is going to heal you, Joe. He's going to give you what you need and give y'all what y'all need and use you. I told them that. They were young people there. I don't know how this is going to be. When I told all them, I said, God going to use y'all to help couples. Well, okay. Because I'm mama, so they ain't, you know. All right, okay. Whatever. So time went by. Here's another thing. You got to wait. You got to wait on your calling. You can't just say, somebody say, and yay, the Lord will say, you go run out. Come on now. You got to wait on your calling. It ain't your time yet. But I'm telling you, the Lord told me to tell you, your time is coming soon. He told me that. He said, because we're getting ready to go on the other side. Are we going on the other side? We leave it. So if you're going on the other side, it must be that you're ready.
Now I'm going to read what Luke said. Thank you, Lord. How you getting out of this? I just loved it. Praise the Lord. I'm going to read Luke 8:22. 8:22. Now, it came to pass on a certain day, I'm reading the same thing. He went into a ship with his disciples. He said unto them, let's go on the other side of the lake. So he explains it. And they launched forth. And as they sailed, he fell asleep. And there came down a storm. I noticed this really good now. A storm of wind. That wind can get destructive. You know that? Wind can get really destructive. But there came a storm of wind. That the waters to go in, picking up the waters and praise the Lord and making you scared. The storm of wind that's in some of y'all got a storm of wind in y'all life right now, making you afraid. But I'm telling you, he's on the boat. I don't care where you are, I don't care what you're waiting on. God told me to tell you, we getting ready to go on the other side. Don't you pay no attention to that storm, because he getting ready to say, peace be still. He's still on the boat. And when he get up, hallelujah, and he taking us over, we going over with him. We on the boat, brother. We going over with him. All the way over. And we step out on the land. We going to step out on dry land. So what we going through now, you tell that devil. No, well. Y'all saw that when I go sit in here. They ain't cussing, is it, Lord? I said, I know I can't send them there right now, Lord. I tell you. Okay, now y'all don't call it. Devil, you get out of here. Because I'm going on the other side. I don't care what's in my life. I'm going over on the other side. I'm in the boat with Jesus and all. And peace, peace, peace from the storm. Peace from trial. Peace from I don't know if I can do it. You can do all things through Christ that strengthen you. Don't let that devil. The devil is not that strong. I'm going to tell you something. He just not. And Isaiah, he said, is this the man who made the earth to tremble? I mean, some little dude. You know, he trying to make like he's a great big boss to somebody. It's not true. It's not true. You got Jesus, you got enough to whoop the devil's tail and 1,000 demons' tail. One could put 1,000. Is that what the Bible say? One could put 1,000. Is that what the Bible say? Brother, we was praying one Wednesday. I don't know if tomorrow was here. And that came to that revelation said, he said, you can put 1,000 there. I said, woo, Lisa, I'm down here. You know you pray God gets. I said, all right, somebody join hands with me. Because he said I could put 1,000 and 2 10,000. Come on here, let's get 10,000 devils gone. And I joined. I don't know if you was here or not, but somebody was here praying out, and I joined him. Ooh, I'm feeling good. I believe it. I say, I believe it. Well, I say, I believe it. There are devils and demons that ruling by people. And I say, you got to go. Demon, you got to go. Eric, I tell him, you got to go. I say, you got to go. I say, you got to go. You got to go out of my brother's life. You got to go out of my sister's life. Lord, you told me I could put 1,000. That's good enough for me, and 1,000 in this church. I just take that. If y'all don't want to come with me, I'll just go by myself. I go by myself. I go back, and I'll get my 1,000. Hallelujah. I'll get my 1,000. I'll get my 1,000. You got to get up and believe what God say. You got to get up. And believe what the Lord say. You don't see it. But God say, do you ever seen heaven? You ever seen Jesus? Huh? Did you see your salvation when it came? Did you see the Holy Ghost when he came? I didn't see none of that. But by faith I believe it. And then what came with it came out. What with it came out. Because when I got the Holy Ghost, I thought, I said, oh, I didn't get the Holy Ghost like brother so-and-so. I want it like that. But it was May 7th, 1967. Hallelujah. I was going to turn whatever I was going to turn in the next day. And God gave it to me for a birthday present. And when I got home, I said, I don't know what I got. I felt different. Hallelujah. I feel different. Boy, I could pray. Well, no, now I lay me down to sleep no more. When I got down there and raised my hands, the Holy Spirit would fall. I said, God, and I really, whoo, I can pray. Oh, the Holy Ghost will pray through me, brother. Praise the Lord. I got to him, my husband said, praise the Lord. He said, you go and pray for the refrigerator. I was just that crazy. I felt that God could do anything. And I still feel. And so when the refrigerator broke, I would be in there praying for stuff. Dad say, honey, instead of him going to get something, he said, go in there and pray for that refrigerator. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I was just that stupid. I thought God could do anything I asked him. I thought I knew I was a child of God. I knew I had something down in me that I didn't have in 19. Shoot, my children come home for me. Ask Bridget. We didn't go to the doctor. We got the oil bottle. I don't care what was wrong with you, bro. My dear Karen gonna come and tell. Praise, she'd come and she wanted to be an acrobat. You know, turnover. So she came home with her neck almost broke. Get the doctor. Karen said, Mama, go get the oil. Get the oil. Get the oil. Laid hands on Karen. She went to sleep. I said, how you know? She said, oh, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, my neck is. Got a call from where she worked. I'm just telling you, I'm telling you the truth. You got to believe God. Because when he gave you the Holy Ghost, for what? Not just to speak in tongues. He gave you power. The Lord told, somebody called me from Jackie Job and said, she's having anxiety attacks. And we putting bags on her head or whatever. Now, when she get home, you need to take her to the doctor. I said, I will. I know just where I'm going to take her. You ain't got to go bragging. I will. So she got the good. And my son, who deals in the spirit, because he had been attacked by the thing, so he really know him good. So we got in the house. I started praying. And the Lord say, it's a spirit of infirmity. Now, I never heard that. I said, I cursed that spirit of infirmity. Jack was sitting down. I said, Keith said, Mama, there go. I said, where you go? I went in the back door, get out of here, and don't you come back. Did I see him? No. It's by faith. I said, it's by faith. And there she sit, running around the church. She wasn't saved then, running around the church. You see what God will do? I'm telling you, all you got to do is trust in God. That's all you got to do is trust in God. Hallelujah. They know she about to cry. She know. No, we got the oil bottle. We kept an oil bottle up there. And when my kids got sick, we didn't say, no, we got the oil bottle. We got the oil bottle. Her daughter was born with a lazy eye. She just as pretty as she can. Mama, let's pray. Because that's all they used to. They laid hands on her eye. It's just like the other one. She's this beautiful child. I'm talking about Jesus. I'm talking about what he would do. I'm talking about it doesn't matter where you are. All you got to do is believe in him. That's all you got to do. It ain't because I'm Celeste. It ain't because she's Marion. It ain't because he Mark. It ain't because he Brother Ed and can prophesy. It's because you believe in him. And he'll do whatever you can believe him for. Somebody tell Eric. You can't overcome this. You can't overcome the devil is a lie. Call him a lie. And when he comes, say, you lying devil. Let him know you know something. You know something about God. Don't say, well, no. If you're feeling like that, don't let him see it. Say, you getting out of here. I mean, you getting out of here now. I say, you getting out of here now. Because my God is greater than you. He beat you on Calvary. You know you're beating flow. Absolutely. That you get out of here. Yes, he did. He said, rebuke the devil. Listen. He said, rebuke the devil. And he'll flee. Do you know the devil flees at the name of Jesus? Do you know you got a name that will make him run? He's scared of the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. I read, seen this brother. So he was an atheist, and he went to hell.
He said when he got down in hell, he's the atheist tells this story. He said he got down in hell. He said they just clawed him and just had him just mutilated. And they left him. You know, these demons and devils. He said when he was in the hospital, he got up out of his body and he was talking. I've heard this more than one time. Talking to the people. He's looking at, he said, don't you hear me? So he said, somebody said, Larry, come on, Larry. We got to go. He was really nice to him. And the closer they got to hell, then he realized where he was. And when they got through clawing, and he said they did things he couldn't even talk about. So he said while he was laying there, he remembered. Thank you, Sister Linda. Thank you. He remembered a song. Yes, Jesus loves. And the Lord said, pray. He didn't know how to pray. He said, twinkle little star, dog, in a prayer. He think of something else he read. He was so sad. And he tells it in tears. He's old, but he tells it in tears. And he said, finally he said, yeah, Jesus. And when he said Jesus, the devil said, just the name of Jesus. So he said, he's scared of that name. So he said, Jesus. He said, and the devil said, he said, Jesus, Jesus. He didn't even know Jesus. Jesus said, if you said, he said, by the time he got through, they was gone. And he said, Lord, save me. I believe in you. Ain't God good? I'm going to tell you this lady that the boy, but the boy went down, stayed there 15 minutes. She was a normal Christian. She didn't claim nothing. They prayed at dinner. I'm going to tell you about a God that you are supposed to be Pentecostal folk and these other folk running over you. She said she went to the hospital. They died over here in Lake St. Louis. And when the woman got to the, they were telling her that her son was dead. She said, hello, God gave me this boy. He said, God, you gave me this boy. And when she prayed, she said, Holy Spirit, touch him. Put life back in him. And said, boop. Dink, 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 dink. And when the doctors, thank God for doctors. Because doctors, he showed them off too. God just showed everybody off. Didn't his teacher, the daddy said, the doctor, he was a black doctor. He was experienced in the house and what he's called. So she told him, said, you do what you do and let God do what he do. He said, she said, you do it. She was just too, so she asked God to forgive her for being too. She said, I don't want y'all coming here speaking no unbelief. You come to see my son, speak life. Well, so she was doing it wrong. You know, she was just chewing people up. So she asked God to forgive her for that. So she went outside. She said, Lord, forgive me for that. She said, let your will be done. I know you want what's best for all of us. So she told, so the Holy Ghost told her, say, tell them to take him off of life support. And she said, and so the doctor said, I don't know what else to do. They had him, she said, take him off life support. He's a fighter. And he live or what? Take him off, they said. The doctor looked. He said, okay. In the morning, we'll take him off of life support. They took him off of life support, then everybody was standing around. Let me tell you one thing I learned. You got to have something in you that you sure enough believe that nobody can change you. No matter what they say, no matter what they believe, you got to be convinced in your mind that God is your God and that he, and however you believe, however strong he is to you, it's got to stay there. If you believe all things are possible, just because he don't believe all things are possible, that don't mean you don't have to believe all things are possible. This is a personal thing. Come on here now. I'm telling you, come on here. When they took him off of life support, the air, you know, stuff coming, he was thrashing around the bitch. And she said, what's the matter with him? What's the matter? He ran and thrashed him. Finally came still. And he said, by this time, see, dog, I'm in this with these precious saints. I'm going. What I do, Keisha? When the lay, what I do? I say, hallelujah! Praise the Lord! Hallelujah! Keisha was there last night. Shoot. That just blessed me so. When she reached God, listen, because God loved, and it didn't say nothing about she was some great big Christian, did it? And she was just a church goer. We got something, boy. We got something. We better come on here. But you love. That's what we got to do. All we lack is, and we've got it now, though, is love. Take compassion to people. Okay, so they took the thing off him. I think he stayed about 28 days. He got to be just as whole as him or her. And the doctor told her, he said, your son's lungs was full of blood. Everything was wrong with him. Everything. I got to say, there was somebody else. Somebody else. So he blessed this doctor. No, he wasn't an atheist. The guy that pulled him out of there was an atheist. But the doctor, he touched everybody's life. This, hallelujah. What you go through, and you know what it taught me? I said, Lord, whatever I go through, you're going to be lifted up. Whatever I go through, I said, Lord, you're going to get the glory out of this. I'm hurt and I'm wounded. I said, but you're going to get the glory out of it. Hallelujah. I want to please God. Well, just shut your mouth and do something. I mean, come on. Stop talking. I'm tired of your talk. He tired. He wants you to do what you say. He wants you to act like you say you gonna act. Be real. That's all he wants. Amen. And I believe God is doing that for us. Don't you think so? Who feel like God has really blessed you some with it? Praise God. Come on, come on. Have you been blessed? I say, have you been blessed? Have you been blessed? Have you been blessed? Let me tell you something. It's good that we pray for you and agree with you to be healed. But I'm going to tell you something. There's a God that don't need nobody. All he needs is your faith. That's all. You hear me what I'm saying? Now, we got to pray and seek the Lord. I know I love this story of Eric. Not you, Eric. This another Eric. I just love it. But he was a cross-dresser and a drug addict and everything else. And he went to this church, and the church was trying to help him. So the pastor called. Now, see what I'm telling y'all now? Listen to what I'm saying. The pastor called an all-night prayer meeting. Sister David's going to call an all-night prayer meeting to get some of these people out of these jails. And so he went out and cross-dressed that night. He just couldn't rest. They've been dealing with him about months, you know. And so when they came out the church, the pastor said, pray in the spirit. And they started praying in the spirit, praying in the spirit. And so Eric came across the parking lot, and by this time the Holy Ghost hit him. Down on his knees he went. He said, God, save me, Lord. Save me, Lord. And when the Lord saved me, he said, I'm going to tell y'all something. You don't have to go to 12-step program. I didn't go no 12-step. I just went to Jesus. Something about the name of Jesus. It's something about the name of Jesus. Let's go to the other side, saints. Let's go to the other side. You done preach. You done laid the foundation. You shouldn't have to be. Some of us should know some of this. And you just making it plain to us. Al done preach on love. And how much we got. We going to sit here and just go over and over and over. I'm getting too old for that, I'm telling y'all. So if y'all don't want to go, I'm in the boat and I'm going. I want to get on the other side. I say I want to get on the other side. I don't know what I'm going to do in this church. I don't know what I'm going to say, but I'm going to the other side. You going to the other side? Let me see the hands of y'all going to the other side. Praise the Lord. You know what that means now, don't you? It's some tough stuff on that other side. But see, we done did enough over here to get the tough stuff done. Y'all ready? Okay, now, so when I call someone, you come, Pastor, I don't hear it. I got to work next week. I don't care what you got to do. I'm tough. I raised 8 girls and 2 boys. I'm tough. And I never said, Ashley, you wait till your daddy get home. I tan your hide before your daddy got there. Daddy come in. So-and-so did something. Uh-uh. Now, my husband was tired. He worked in construction. He'd be so tired, he hit the bed. He wouldn't hardly. You ain't going to wear my husband out. He your daddy, but he mine. You ain't wearing him out. Uh-uh. Now, you bring your tail right in here. Get on your knees. I'm going to whoop your tail. And I ain't going to daddy. No. I never did. I ain't trying to tell no daddy. I ain't telling daddy. And there they sit. There they sit. And you know, dad be tired. You wear your husband's out. You wait till your daddy get home. What your daddy, what you doing? You there? Get you a switch and put it behind that door. And name it. This is Billy. And if you mess up, I'm going to get Billy on your butt. You hear me? I know y'all don't think, but I just told you to stand up. They know I beat their behind when they needed it. I didn't have to whoop kids. You don't have to kill kids. But you spike them. I'm sorry. They fall on the floor. I don't think that's cute. Because mine had one time. They fall on the floor. They didn't fall no more. Mm-mm. They had one time to fall on the floor. And after then, they know not to fall on the floor. And you still got them falling on the floor now. The president fought them kicking. Hey, I want my dad. All them senators up there. Hey, because that's where they raised them. But I got mad. Until I got mad, I whooped them. Did I, Bridget? And some, I have lined them up with them. You know, you got a lot of kids. And somebody won't tell, who did so-and-so? I didn't do it. Now somebody did. All right, line up. And Bridget was so, you know, she just, so she'd be crying, oh, mama, just mama. And I couldn't hear it. I said, I go like this. You know, hallelujah. And so you listen, when Satan do something, you get your tears on. Lord, I didn't do that. Lord. And when he get to you, he might just say, oh, baby, I know you don't. God love you just like your mom and dad do. He's your parent. Is he your father? Hallelujah. I'm through. I guess I'll get through. But let's go on the other side. Let me see all y'all going on the other side with me now. Lord, you see these hands up here. Uh-oh, y'all see that now? All right. You go. This is a visitor back there. I never seen her before. She said she came from a church up in Warrington somewhere. I said, I'm not supposed to know this lady. Oh, Lord. I don't want to be. I said, sweetheart, am I supposed to know you? She said, no, ma'am, I came from Warrington. I said, well, precious, I just come. Did somebody invite you? No, I just came. You got something to say? I made my day here. That made my day. Praise the Lord. I said, Lord, I'm supposed to know this lady. Oh, God, please help me. So I went out and grabbed her. I said, sweetheart, what's your name? And she told me, oh, do I supposed to know you, dear? Hallelujah. We're glad you came. Yes. Let's give God a clap. Glad you came. Praise the Lord. Well, this is what you get when you come. Okay? You want to go with us? Come on. No slacking. We're going. We're going on the other side. Hallelujah. Will you stand? I did my best, Lord. Delivered my soul. Hallelujah. You want to go on the other side with me? You? Good. If I have to drag you, you going. Cause you ain't gonna leave. Come out here, choke. I love Jesus. Tell him you love him. Go on and tell him you love him. We thank him for what he's done. Come on, let's praise him a little while. Come on, hallelujah. Come on, let's praise him. Let's tell him how good he is. 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 Oh, God. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody need prayer today? I don't want to get out. If you need prayer, praise the Lord. Maybe something in your home or something going on in your home that you need prayer about. Hallelujah. Huh? Come on, Derek. Eric. Yeah, Neil. Neil.